KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome to Fresno State Service in Action on KFSR. I'm your host, Chris Fiorentino, and we have a very unique show for you today. At the beginning of every semester, Fresno State's Jan and Bud Richter Center holds a Community Service Opportunities Fair. And each of these events, one in the fall and one in the spring, bring about 60 to 70 community benefit agencies or nonprofits to campus to share information with students, staff, and faculty members about their organization and also about volunteer opportunities that they have available. We went out to the Fall Community Service Opportunities Fair, which took place on August 30th, and we spoke to about a dozen of these community partners about their organization and the way that Fresno State student volunteers help them address the needs in our community. I hope you enjoy the show. We're at the 25th Annual Community Services Opportunities Fair at Fresno State. And this program is put together and run by the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning, and in particular by our Community Partnerships Coordinator, Tricia Stute. Trish, can you tell us a little about this event?
Yes, this event happens annually in the fall. We do another one in the spring, but the fall event is our biggest one. There's 73 agencies that come out here and talk to students about volunteer opportunities and share their missions and try to recruit students to do good things in the community with them.
And this event's been going on for 25 years, and you mentioned that you do it in the fall and the spring. About how many students come out during one of these events?
Thousands of students come out. They really do come out throughout the entire day. We probably see close to 1,000 students, if not more. We do try to keep track of that, but we feel like the agencies, their feedback is that they get a ton of volunteers at these two events that we do, and they look forward to this every year because this is where they actually get a lot of students to help them throughout the semester and ongoing throughout the year as well.
And as the Community Partnerships Coordinator, you know, you hear from these agencies all the time. What difference do you think that student volunteers make for them?
We have agencies that literally say they could not do what they do throughout the semester and throughout the year without these student volunteers. They rely on Fresno State students. They rely on them for marketing. They rely on them just to help with different events. They really rely on Fresno State students, and this is a great place for them to come out, talk to students, not have to deal with a lot of phone calls and emails. The students are here. They see them face-to-face, and it's just a great event for everybody.
Well, I know it's always a hard day, a lot of prep, and it's definitely warm out here today, but Trish, thanks so much for all your work to help all these agencies recruit volunteers.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here with Janelle Higdon, the Executive Director of the Art of Life Cancer Foundation. Janelle, can you tell us a little about Art of Life?
Well, we're a local community benefit organization here in the Valley. We're homegrown right here in Fresno, and we exist to support cancer survivors and all those impacted by cancer by connecting and inspiring them through creative expression.
And I know you've used Fresno State student volunteers in a lot of different ways as interns and one-day event volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about the value that they provide and what they've done for your agency?
Well, I can honestly say that our nonprofit would not exist if it wasn't for Fresno State students. When you start out as 100% volunteer-based, we need everyone. We need so much help. And it was not just students that stepped up and said, hey, I want to volunteer an hour here or a couple hours there. It was actually students from every department saying, hey, I want to gift my time and talents and my studies towards the efforts of making our community a better place.
And I know you've used a lot of the humanics at Fresno State. Students have come out and volunteered for some of the one-day events. You have an intern this year through the Scholars and Service Program. Any other ways in particular that students have been especially helpful to you?
You know, one of our biggest projects as a nonprofit is the development of a 3-acre healing garden in Woodward Park, the Art of Life Healing Garden. And all of the construction ideas and development, it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for the construction management team at Fresno State, as well as many professors. So we're incredibly grateful, incredibly thankful to Fresno State for their support. And so any way we can continue to give back and continue to partner and collaborate, we're just grateful.
And if somebody wants more information on your agency, how can they get in touch with you? Email, phone number, or website? What's best?
Absolutely. We invite you to visit our website at artoflifecancer.org. We're also on social media, so visit us on Facebook or Instagram at Art of Life Cancer. And we want everyone to be involved in some capacity. Go to our website and click on Get Involved, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Janelle. We're here with Joe Martinez, the outreach manager for Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission.
Right.
Yeah. And the EOC Sanctuary Youth Shelter Program. And Joe's been coming to this event for probably well over 20 years now, helping recruit students.
Yes, and I'm dating myself, Chris. I'm not a day over 21. Actually, I just celebrated the big 5-0.
Joe, can you talk a little bit about EOC Sanctuary and how you use student volunteers?
Absolutely. The EOC Sanctuary and Youth Services is a safe place for youth as young as 12 years of age up to 24. We operate basic services, including a youth shelter for runaway homeless kids. We're on the streets through the street outreach program, Sanctuary Outreach to the Streets. We operate something called Safe Places, where we have taken a national outreach program and made it local. Today, we operate 272 Safe Place sites in partnership with our community, our business. So you may see that black and yellow symbol all over the city, such as schools and city buses and many more youth-friendly sites. We also work with survivors of human trafficking through the Central Valley Against Human Trafficking program. We work with teen parents through our Adolescent Family Life program. Today, we serve chronically homeless individuals and families through our housing program, and I'm happy to announce that we have opened a night shelter for homeless youth 18 to 24 and offer drop-in center services for that same population. So we have grown and expanded, Chris, over the last couple years.
And over those years, I know you've used thousands of college students probably. So what do you think the value-added piece in using Fresno State volunteers has been for you?
I think because of the age population that we serve, Chris, we do serve teens up to now young adults. Given that our Fresno State students are right around the same age, I believe that the youth will relate better with those students because the students at Fresno State may have had a similar experience and they can relate also to the youth. So I think it's a perfect match.
And Joe, if somebody wants to get more information on Sanctuary Youth Shelter and the services you operate or to volunteer, what's the best way to contact you?
Chris, the best way actually is through our webpage, FresnoEOC.org, and click on programs and specifically Sanctuary Youth Services. And we have included volunteer opportunities on our webpage.
Joe, thanks so much for your time today, and thanks for 20 plus years of being a great mentor for our students.
Chris, thank you for the opportunity. We love working with Fresno State and their students, and hopefully for another 25 years, we'll keep doing the same thing. Thanks, Greg.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you.
So I'm with Todd Waldner, the executive director of ICANN Junior Triathlon Club and head coach for many, many years now. Todd, can you tell us a little about ICANN?
So ICANN is in our 12th year this year. ICANN was developed to introduce youth to the sport of triathlon and to be a platform to empower youth, to give them fundamental life principles, to give them the confidence, the patience, and determination, which are our cornerstones.
And I love that, you know, for over the years, it's about that confidence, that patience and determination that's going to make them successful over the years. And over the years, you've used Fresno State volunteers in a lot of different ways. In fact, we were talking just a little while ago about how you've used some Fresno State volunteers this year. Can you talk a little about what you think the value that those volunteers have added to your program and to the services you offer?
Absolutely. So it's been a great resource for us, number one. And that resource has helped us get volunteers from many different areas. We have many different needs for volunteers, from assistant coaches to marketing, specifically sports marketing, to volunteers in our big race we do every year, whether it's a volunteer director or an expo director. So having this resource and being able to work with young people who are, you know, still in school or coming into the workforce and giving them side-by-side direction on how to accomplish the tasks that they undertake. It's been an awesome experience.
I know one of the first groups you worked with was a group of students from the Media, Communications, and Journalism Department, and they helped do a video for you guys that's on your website. Can you talk about that video and that group of students?
You know, it was a great opportunity because we were in our beginning years. And so marketing an organization like ours, okay, or any organization, is paramount to the success of the organization. So we had an opportunity to work with that group of students who put together a phenomenal video for us, which still plays on our website today, which really took what we were about and brought it to the forefront visually. And that was a huge impact for us from a public standpoint.
And it really is a great video. And if students or anybody that's listening to the show today wants to get information about ICANN, about volunteering, about signing up their kid for your great programs, where would they go?
They would go to our website, ICANNTriClub.org. Phenomenal amount of information. Cruise through there, see what we have to offer, come join us.
Awesome. Todd, thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm with Lindsay Mariano from Off the Front. Great organization, really unique. Lindsay, can you tell us about Off the Front?
Yeah, we're a local nonprofit that works with Title I elementary schools in Fresno, Clovis, Washington Union School District now, and Kerman. And we are working essentially to help kids succeed at the race of life. We have three different programs, an Earn a Bike program, an Active Commute program, and a bike repair program that we run at about 9 different schools here. I'm just working to help equip students with the skills they need to be successful later on.
And the services you offer, about how many kids a year are you guys working with?
Over 500 students earned bikes last year, probably over 600-700 students were participating in the program, and that's just our Earn a Bike program. So on top of that, we repair upwards of 200 bikes during the year, and then the whole entire schools that we partner with for Active Commute program are invited to participate, to walk and bike to school and participate in our program there.
And all those bikes that those kids earn, those 500 bikes, obviously they've got to be put together. And I know you used a bunch of Fresno State students last spring to put together a bunch of those bikes. Can you talk about the value that those students brought and what it was like working with those students?
Yeah, it was great holding a one-time event for those students. They came with a lot of energy and just willingness to learn. They came out and they helped us unbox bikes, assembled bikes, and the new quality control. And so really they did the whole entire process with us, and it was hugely successful. We got a ton of work done that day, and I know they were really excited about it, which was awesome. But we were able to deliver those fully finished bikes that had great quality control done on them to the students at the bike ceremonies the next following weeks. And it was really appreciated. They did a great job out there.
Well, I think it's a fantastic program. It's very unique. And if somebody wants to get more information about Off the Front, whether it be to volunteer or any other thing that they want to know about the program, where would they go?
Our website is offthefront.org. So www.offthefront.org is our website. And they can find our calendar of events there and then contact information as well.
Perfect. Thanks, Lindsay. Sven Hamilton is with us. Sven is the volunteer coordinator for Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Central Valley. And Sven, can you tell us about Ronald McDonald House?
Sure. We provide a home away from home for families who have a critically ill child. Our local house is an 18-bedroom facility right on the Valley Children's campus. So when a family has a child in neonatal or pediatric intensive care, they're able to stay with us. So they're just steps away from their child, because we cover 9 counties of the Central Valley, all the way up to Stanislaus, down to Kern, San Luis Obispo, and then back over to Mariposa. So our families travel often or live about 2 or 3 hours away. So rather than having to drive back and forth every day or spend a lot of money on a hotel, they can just be minutes away from their child.
And obviously you use volunteers extensively in your program. How do you use volunteers? And maybe in particular, how do you use Fresno State volunteers?
Yeah, we have a huge variety of volunteer opportunities for not only individuals, but also groups. Our largest volunteer program is our Meals from the Heart program, where volunteer and community groups from all over sign up to host a breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the family staying with us. It's a really great program because you get to see a direct impact you're making on our families. And of course, our families spend hours and hours bedside by their child. So starting their day or coming back for lunch or ending their day with a home-cooked meal is amazing. And in addition to that program, we have special events. We always need help around our house with light housekeeping, hosting arts and crafts, our front desk, and many other ways to give back. But in particular, we're really fortunate to work with a lot of Fresno State groups, including International Business Association students, HBSA, the Hispanic Business Students, BAP, the Finance and Accounting Fraternity. Oh my gosh, so many Fresno State students. They're amazing, and we just absolutely love working with them. We work with Dog Days. We recently worked with University Advising Center. They hosted a retreat with us. So not only the Fresno State students, but also the faculty too and the staff, which is awesome. So,
well, you guys have been great community partners for a long, long time. And if somebody wants to get more information about your organization or volunteering, how would they get that information?
Really easy. Our website, rmhccv.org/volunteer. That's rmhccv.org/volunteer. All of our normal volunteer opportunities are outlined in a little bit more detail than I explained right now, but that's a great place to start.
Well, Sven, thanks for spending time with us today, and thanks for all you do for our community.
Sarah Padelty's here. Sarah is the volunteer coordinator with Habitat for Humanity Fresno. And Sarah, tell us a little about Habitat for Humanity.
Hello, thank you so much. Habitat for Humanity Fresno County serves Fresno County. What we do is we bring people together to build homes, community, and hope throughout our neighborhood. Most people know Habitat for building new houses, which we do. Every Saturday morning, volunteers come out and help us build. We're currently working on a 10-home subdivision in Clovis. We've laid the foundation on the 7th home, which is very exciting. So that is one way that volunteers can get involved, but we do more than that. Our mission isn't just building homes, it's also building community and hope as well. And so we have a neighborhood revitalization program that offers acts of kindness to love on our current homes. So it may be painting a fence, it might be mowing a yard, it might be picking up trash, it might be planting flowers. And so there's a lot of different activities that are involved with that. We also do critical repair, which are projects that are a little bit more than those acts of kindness. And we offer microloans to families to have those completed. We also are starting a senior paint program here in the city of Fresno that will start later this year. And it will be painting homes of 62 years and older seniors throughout our community. And so those are some of our other programs. We also have our ReStores, which are very popular. We have two, one in Clovis and one in Fresno. Those stores offer affordable home improvement items to everyone at low cost. And so everything's 20 to 75% off retail value.
Well, obviously a ton of different things that you guys are doing in our community. And you use volunteers in a lot of different ways. And I know you, over the years, you've used a lot of Fresno State volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about maybe one or two ways that Fresno State has been involved with your program and provided some value?
Fresno State has been instrumental in our volunteer program. We cannot thank the students and the staff here enough. They have been active in all areas of our volunteer programs, including our construction program. They come out pretty regularly. We have students from specific clubs and organizations that help us in our times of need. They come out last minute. They schedule ahead of time. We also have volunteers that are instrumental at our ReStore. Our ReStore is really run by our volunteers. We have some staff, but without our volunteers, we couldn't make it happen. And Fresno State students are a large part of that, especially our clubs. Clubs come out on a continual basis and they really help bring the store together, make it ready for our customers come in, our donors to come in and really enjoy their experience, and most importantly, support Habitat and our future homeowners.
So Sarah, if somebody wants more information about Habitat Fresno, if they want to volunteer, how would they get that information?
The easiest way is to go on our website, www.habitatfresno.org. You can find all of our volunteer information. You can even sign up right online. Otherwise, they can contact me, Sarah, at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at habitatfresno.org.
Awesome. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So Chris Velez, the land steward with Sierra Foothill Conservancy, is with us. Chris, can you talk a little about SFC and what you do?
Sierra Foothill Conservancy is a land trust protecting lands and resources in the Sierra Nevada foothills. What we do a lot with the younger people and older people is a lot of different trail building days for volunteers. We have been working with the Richter Center for quite a while, and we get a big group of kids out there for that. We build trails on McKenzie Preserve. I think this year we'll be working out on Feingold Preserve, just keeping the trails up and going so the public can use them.
And obviously a lot of history and a lot of natural beauty up in the Sierra Foothills and the work that you do to protect those areas. How vital are volunteers in general to the work you do?
Well, being a nonprofit, we can't get through the year without them. So volunteers is something that's very, very important to us. You know, without volunteers, it's just going to be impossible to keep up some of the, you know, McKenzie, I believe, is over 2,800 acres. So it's just impossible for me and my partner to do all that work ourselves. So we're just more than thrilled to have these young people from Fresno State out there helping build trails. Some of them, it's the first time kind of doing that type of work, and me being kind of new to it and been in the field most of my life as an adult, it's exciting to see young people get a chance to see what else they can do with their degrees and stuff.
And I know at least for the trail building, I've come up and helped a couple times on some of the trail building, and it's hard work, but it's really gratifying. If somebody wants to get involved, whether it be as a docent, as a volunteer in the offices, helping out with the trail builds, how would they get more information about your agency?
You can contact us at our office, Sierra Foothill Conservancy. You can also go to sierrafoothillconservancy.org. And this year we'll actually have a lot of our volunteer days up posted, so people can know in advance and get out there a little earlier, and we'll know how many people we have. The Richter Center is another good resource for the students here. I believe we're doing it's four different trail building days this year, three in the fall and one in the spring.
Great. And I just really appreciate all the work that you guys do, not only with our students, but certainly to preserve this great beauty around us in the foothills. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
from Every Neighborhood Partnership, we've got Andrew Feil. Andrew, can you tell us about ENP?
Yeah, so EMP started about 8 years ago. We connect volunteers to serve on Fresno Unified School campuses. So two easy ways. One, Saturday sports. It's play, recreation, green space, a lot of fun. Fresno State volunteers love it because they can go out, be with kids, play. They're still kids. They're big kids, right? They can play. And so a lot of fun. And then also literacy mentoring. So reading with kids K through third grade, getting them up to grade level with reading. So two easy ways we get a lot of Fresno State volunteers.
And you're at how many schools in our community?
So we have 31 Saturday sports sites, and we work with 45 different elementary schools. So we are spread all over the city.
Obviously serving thousands of students in elementary schools throughout our area, doing great work. What is it about Fresno State volunteers that you think are especially helpful in your work?
I think what I love is the kid, especially with the kids angle, right? Like they're looking at somebody and going, I want to be in college, one, and then two, like I could be like them. And so they have a goal now. And I think the Fresno State students just have a lot of fun. So if they bring passion, the kids connect to that passion. You know, a lot of our volunteers, they're doing this week in and week out. So Fresno State volunteers come in and it's really like a shot in the arm to them to encourage them to say keep it going, and you're supported too. So
well, I know our students have a great experience working with you, and we really appreciate it. If somebody wants to get more information about volunteering with the ENP Every Neighborhood Partnership, how would they go about that?
Yeah, easy, everyneighborhood.org. You'll see all of our info, and it's a really simple. Fresno State students, they just go to orientation and we get them plugged in.
Awesome. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah. I'm with Paul Clark from Bulldog Pantry, a great program that Fresno State students are really involved in. Paul, can you tell us about Bulldog Pantry?
Sure. Bulldog Pantry was an effort started 10 years ago. This fall is our 10-year anniversary, by students and members of the university community as a means to feed the hungry people and deal with food insecurity in our community. So today, what I think is so awesome is obviously the need for food is great in the Fresno area, and there's lots of pantries and places working to tackle that. And so we're helping with that. But then in addition to that, we really are a student-run organization. We have two students from the SIS program, Scholars in Service, that really take the helm of leading and coordinating so much of what happens, and the volunteers are almost 100% students. So this is really an extension of the university that is giving out and reaching out to the community. So,
and I think one of the great things about this program, and I think it signifies the real commitment that Fresno State and the students of Fresno State have to meeting needs in our community, is the fact, like you said, this was a program that was started by Fresno State students. And certainly Lutheran Campus Ministry has housed the pantry for all these years, just across Shaw from the university. About how many people do you serve during your distributions?
It depends, but 100 is sort of the kind of the average. And we definitely notice, as would make sense, that the beginning of the month, if we have early month distributions, there's less people. The need grows as the month goes on, as people's CalFresh runs out. So.
And Paul, you know, you talk about how students are involved, and it really wouldn't be possible for you to do the programs that you do without students. What do you think students gain from this experience?
I think students gain the opportunity to give back to the community, and to, especially from the leadership perspective, there's a few others beyond the two SIS students that really have this great opportunity to tackle all these different things with communications and thank yous and managing volunteers. So there's that great experience. But I think for everyone that comes through, it's just this opportunity to help our neighbors, help the people around us who are maybe less fortunate than us and are needing food.
And I know obviously you can use the volunteer help, and would love for students or anybody in the community to come and contact you about volunteering. You could also use donations of money or for food. And if somebody wanted to get involved and help out Bulldog Pantry, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, but otherwise send us an email at thebulldogpantry@gmail.com. And we would be happy to work with you in any number of ways. Yes, groups bring us food from food drives, and money really goes the furthest in terms of how we can spend that and maximize that with the community food bank.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
So Raina Pierce is joining us. Raina is with Reading and Beyond. And Raina, can you talk a little bit about what Reading and Beyond is and what you do in the community?
Yes. So Reading and Beyond is a after-school program where we help kids K through sixth grade. We help them, most importantly, improve their reading level, but we also do homework tutoring as well.
And you're at how many schools and or serving how many students in the area?
We're serving at 8 schools. We have over about 500 students that we're serving.
And all of the reading and mentoring programs that you are operating, they all depend on volunteers, right? You've got to have hundreds of volunteers that work with your program. In particular, how are Fresno State students involved?
Yes, so in particular, we have community sites very close to campus. We have Wesley Methodist Church right down the street, and we also have Hope Lutheran off of Fresno and Barstow. So we love to have Fresno State students come volunteer their time at least an hour a day to help the students read, to help them with their homework, and then also build that connection with them.
And, you know, obviously, I think Fresno State students being the age they are, they relate in a different way to the kids. Do you think there's other added value that the recipients of your services, the K-6 students, get from working with Fresno State students in particular?
Oh, yes. They love our Fresno State students. They're always known as the cool volunteers, the fun volunteers. They look forward to seeing them every day. And if they're not there, it's definitely a missed opportunity for the Fresno State students.
And if somebody wants to get more information about volunteering, how do they get in touch with Reading and Beyond?
So you can go on our website, readingandbeyond.org, or you can also call us at 342-8600.
Great. Raina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So I'm with Elizabeth Finkel from the Fresno County Public Library. Elizabeth has been coming out to the Community Service Opportunities Fair for a long time and is one of our great community partners. Elizabeth, can you tell us about the library and about volunteer opportunities there?
Yes, we have volunteers as after-school homework coaches at several of our libraries. We also have volunteers involved in many of the programs that we do as a set of helping hands. Volunteers will also help shelve books and pull holds at several of the libraries and also provide assistance to customers on computers doing basic navigation, internet search, and word processing questions. And the greatest opportunity for us to use Fresno State students is that it provides an opportunity for the students to go into a public library and see all of the ways the community is utilized the library. And last semester, I worked with a group of students who said the number one greatest takeaway was that one of their students got a library card. So again, getting them familiar with either in-library services or library services that they can access online.
And obviously, you've worked with lots of Fresno State student volunteers and other volunteers over the years. In general, for a volunteer, what do you think they take away from the experience?
I think that the volunteers learn a lot about themselves. I always say it's a self-exploration in terms of things that they're good at and things that they definitely are interested in pursuing. This helps them gain experience that they can use ongoing in terms of their own personal development.
And if somebody wants information on volunteering with the library, how would they get in touch with you?
They can email me at elizabeth.finkel@fresnolibrary.org, or they can call 600-9230.
With us right now is Marianne Cast. Marianne is the president of the League of Women Voters in Fresno. And Marianne, can you tell us about League of Women Voters?
League of Women Voters is an advocacy and educational organization. We're most known for our work registering voters to vote, but we also advocate for good government, and that could be in transportation, in land use, in many, many aspects, education, anything that we can think of that we see that needs improvement in the city.
And League of Women Voters is on campus a lot. You help with the student elections and you do other work here on campus. How are our students connected with your organization and what do they, the volunteers, do for you?
Well, there are two ways. One is the student unit here on the Fresno State campus, and they are involved with election-related activities and registering students to vote. For our League of Women Voters of Fresno, we're looking for volunteers to help us with our media presence, both to our members directly and to the media at large, because that whole business is changing. We also have positions available for technical research in either the field of water or in the field of land use.
So great opportunities for students who might be interested in political science, sociology, possibly for students who are media communications journalism majors, marketing majors, and students who are interested in water issues, so
earth and
environmental sciences or any of those. So if somebody wants more information on League of Women Voters, in particular on the Fresno chapter, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can Google the League of Women Voters of Fresno and they'll come up to our website and our phone number is there. They can come by our booth. They can come by our office. Our address is on our website. We're dying to hear from anybody.
Great. Marianne, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. My thanks to all the agency representatives who allowed us to interview them for today's show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. Just like we do every week, we post lots of great photos and additional information related to the show on that Facebook site. So log on to at FS Service in Action, check it out, and leave us a message. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM. We're also streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.